First of all, how are you? Are you fit and available for selection?
Yeah, fit and available, yeah. So just a little niggle that I had to kind of take care of, and it took a little bit longer than we thought, but, you know, back available for selection for tomorrow, and yeah, ready to go.
You don't miss many games. I don't imagine you enjoy having to watch.
No, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't really want to kind of take myself out either, but the problem I had, it was just a little bit too much pain, and it just kind of went up and down. We just had to kind of work our way through it. But like I say, now it's all good, so ready to go again.
How do you as an individual and as a squad reflect on the last few weeks and results?
Yeah, I think for us as a squad, we kind of know that it's probably not where we want to be and the level that we want to kind of play at, really, I think performance-wise and results-wise. You know, so we've got a kind of little mini season now, if you want to say, so last kind of 8 games, and we want to try and win as many as we can and get the performances right and, you know, finish as strong as we can.
From your experience, when results don't go your way, does that play on your mind going into your next match? Does it impact performance?
I think sometimes it can do with just the general human nature of confidence, and, you know, kind of losing has a different effect than what winning does. So I think it's our responsibility as players, and obviously the gaffer as well, has kind of just said, listen, just keep kind of going with what we're doing, and hope for the performances turn and then the results do as well. I think for us as players, we're just trying to focus on each individual game. They come so thick and fast when you do lose one, you've got the opportunity to put it right. So I think that's what we're focusing on Friday, and then, you know, hopefully get a good result, and then we've got another quick turnaround ready to go on Monday.
And granted, we'll talk about Leicester, and you're playing for different things than Leicester, but yeah. How important are the final 8 games of the season to get some positivity going into those summer months?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's just for like you mentioned there about the last few results, I think that's what us as a group want to finish strong, want to finish with as many wins as we possibly can. You know, certainly get the performances right, and hopefully the results will follow. So I think for us, that's one of the main focuses for us.
Liam says he hasn't spoke to the players yet about futures. How does that affect you going into the summer, not knowing your long term?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've still got I've had no contact, I know nothing. And I think for me, it's just focusing on these last 8 games as an individual, and hopefully help the team finish as strongly as possible. And, you know, we'll see what happens. And I just want to enjoy it, to be honest, as well. I want to enjoy playing. And that's it, really. That's all I can do.
Yeah. From your point of view, I imagine you're open to sticking around.
Yeah, exactly. I've said it numerous times, said it for a long time. But I think that the ball's not in my court. It's certainly in theirs. So, like I said, I just want to enjoy playing. You know, hopefully get the results. You know, enjoy playing in front of the fans. And, you know, we'll see where it takes us.
Is there less of a novelty facing Leicester on Friday, given you've played them already this season?
I think so. You know, it's just kind of the next game now. You know, it was a great, great kind of experience for us to go back. And, you know, it's always nice to play a club that's obviously very, very close to your heart. So I think for us, obviously, for me and, you know, certainly for Kingy as well, it's always nice to see a club that, you know, you're very, very fond of. But at the end of the day, it's our next game. We want to get 3 points and, you know, hopefully we do.
Most players maybe get a round of applause. I think it was a bit more than that from the Leicester fans.
Yeah.
Was it emotional at all?
Yeah, it was. It was. And, you know, I've said numerous times over my career since I have left is that, you know, the way they were with me as an individual, me personally, playing and non-playing, because I did have, you know, quite big injuries there, and the way that they supported me, the club itself, the fans, you know, they were amazing. And I think that's one thing that I'll never, ever forget. So I'm always, you know, very, very thankful to the club and to the fans. But like I said, it's our next game, and, you know, we'll play against them tomorrow. And like I said, hopefully we do get 3 points.
How do you beat them?
I think you've got to, you know, try and keep a clean sheet best you can. You know, the way that they attack, the way that they keep the ball, you know, is very, very good. And we've seen that over numerous games this season. And there's a reason why, you know, they're at the top end of the league. For us, we're going to have to be strong. We're going to have to be, you know, kind of hopefully give them as little, you know, kind of pressure on our goals as best we can, and then if we can turn the ball over, be better on transition than we were at their place, I thought we'd give the ball away far too easily. So if we can do that, gain yards up the pitch and hopefully, you know, cause an upset like we have done it in the past.
And a big crowd, normally we say how important are the fans, but do you as players want to give them something to cheer about?
Yeah, I think so. I think for you always want to go out there and you always want to kind of perform and put on a show for the paying fans, and I think that's what, you know, we want to try and do. You know, finish strong, finish these last 8 games as strong as we can, and hopefully get smiles on faces and, you know, get the crowd cheering.
Thank you.
A really stupid question, but you said there about the difference between the atmosphere when winning and when losing.
Yeah.
Can you, as a player?
Yeah, I think when you win, you're kind of a little bit more upbeat, and when you lose, you kind of kind of overthink certain situations. And I think the gaffer's kind of come in and basically said that, you know, emotionally he wants us to be a little bit more kind of stable and not have the kind of the roller coaster ride or the up and down. So I think that's what kind of, you know, the group's kind of working on, so that when we do win games, it's not going too high. And when we do lose, it's kind of not thinking it's the kind of the end of the world, really. So I think that's obviously for us something that we need to kind of get better at, I think, as well. And I think that also comes with maturity from certainly some of the lads, because obviously we're still quite young. But I think when you do win games, there's a better feeling about the way that you are playing. So I think that's what I said there in the last 8 games. We can get a couple of wins together and we'll finish as strong as we possibly can. And you know, like I say, some positivity.
Where do you, because you've kind of taken a step back to an extent because you've been injured. I know you played QPR, but where do you think it hasn't gone right?
I don't really know, really. I mean, I think there's certain parts of each game that have been good, and then there's certain parts that obviously haven't been to the level that we have been in the past. And I think sometimes that happens with, you know, kind of performances do kind of vary. But I think for us, it was second balls and kind of being sometimes a little bit more, we were getting, you know, out physical really by certain teams. And I think that's something that we've not had too many times. So I think that was one of the things that we were kind of a little bit upset about, a little bit kind of annoyed about, that certain games kind of passed us by. So I think for us now, we've just kind of got to go out there and enjoy it, you know, kind of be on the front foot and see where the games take us. Because I think when we don't think about too many things, we perform sometimes. So I think that's all it is, just enjoy the game, go out there, smile on your face and see where it takes us.
And how much of a kind of a role have you tried to play when you've been out?
It's hard, you know, when you are out, you know, you want to kick every ball, and it's harder watching, to be honest, than it is playing. So I think for me, it's kind of just kind of keep your heads really, and not overthink certain scenarios. There have been one or two chances in games, if we'd have took them first, we might not have lost the game. So I think that's always hindsight a little bit. It's a beautiful thing, but just kind of keeping everybody as calm as possible, really, you know, and making sure that, like, when you do go out there, that you do feel free, and you do feel you're able to make mistakes in the right areas. So obviously that's what the gaffer wants. The gaffer wants us to play with freedom and be able to express themselves in the final third. And I think that's something that we've got to try and get better at, maintain a little bit more attacking threat.
So you've been saying that too.
Yeah, no, it's just basically like for me, it's kind of like following what the gaffer's kind of said, really, and just kind of making sure that the lads are, you know, just kind of go out there and enjoy it, you know, the best you possibly can. And that's kind of like what the role of the more senior lads is, because obviously we've experienced ups and downs in football and gone on many different runs of performances, whether it be wins, whether it be losses, you know. So even when you're winning games, sometimes it's not always right, because you've either won by a little bit of luck, the performance might not necessarily have been right, but you've got the win. And I think that's where it is for us now. It's kind of, we want to try and find that winning formula, and how that looks in different games. Yeah, great, it would be fantastic with the performances, but, you know, when you win a game, it does change the perspective for certain things.
Is there, to change it, which I guess, if it was to change, it would only be one game, but it could then lead to other things.
Yeah.
And I guess you don't know what it is until after the event, yeah, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But is it just like a moment, or is there a feeling that, well, actually, if we keep sticking to something, it will come good?
Like, yeah, I think there's certain elements of the game that people might not necessarily see week in, week out, but there's certain elements of the game that we know that if we keep sticking to, that something will click and it will get, you know, a little bit better than what it has been recently. And we just kind of need that to happen. But we're the only people that can make that happen. And that's kind of what we've been saying. You know, we can't just keep saying it on the training pitch before the game. We've got to go out on the pitch and make it happen. And that's what we're trying to do as players now, you know, moving through this kind of last 8 games. And it starts, you know, tomorrow with a very, very tough game. But I think it's one of them games that you've got to go out there and relish playing against a top team. And that's happened numerous times this year already. So if there is a good performance tomorrow, we then need to be able to back it up again and again and again and again. And that's something that we are striving for each time we do get something that we, you know, to try and keep hold of into the next game and the next one.
So to those who maybe just kind of just judge on results, yeah, okay, because people do, don't they? Yeah. They just judge on results. Within it, what have you been enthused by that can
I think things better.
You know, you're right what you're saying. Everything is judged on by results. And I'm sure that, you know, kind of the gaffer probably said that as well. You know, the results are the things that, you know, people always look at. But I think there's been certain aspects of the game that we've built, you know, certainly from the keeper much better. You know, we've had more control of the ball in certain games, and we have been into the final third. We just haven't sometimes executed in certain games. And I think that moving through them thirds has been very, very good at times. And I think certainly off the ball structure against certain teams has been very, very good. And I think that in recent games, the first half to the second half, certainly against Swansea was a lot better in the second half because we were more aggressive. So I think that the more aggressive we are, when we can be, I think it does lead to more turnovers in the final third, where we can then be a little bit more on the front foot and transitional. So I think there's numerous positives. It's just because the results have obviously gone not the way that we want to. Sometimes there's obviously a little bit more negativity, which is, you know, completely normal. You know, and we want to try and get the results as well. But I think we have to just focus on game to game now and not look too far ahead.
Can you talk a bit about the head coach? He often says that you both got a very good relationship. Could you talk about that, like, from your
perspective? he's kind of got me involved in, you know, certain bits kind of like behind the scenes and shown me certain bits that has opened my eyes in certain terms of the coaching role. In terms of the detail, what goes into, you know, kind of getting it to a meeting to the lads and how many hours are put into that. And it has been eye-opening. You know, certainly some of the tech side and the animations and the in-depth look into opposition and what they're looking for and how we're then going to try and stop certain things. And, you know, it has been something that I have enjoyed, and it is different kind of seeing that side of it, because you just kind of just turn up, see the meeting, look at the opposition, go out, listen to what's got to be said, go out and play. But there's a hell of a lot of work that's going into it, and the numerous hours that have spent looking at the opposition. And then for us, that's why I think it gets frustrating for us sometimes, because we're doing the right things, but then the execution is just not there at the end. You know, certain times he asks for opinions from certain lads in the dressing room, and, you know, you've got to be switched on and ready to speak, because obviously if you've got to be paying attention and knowing what you've got to say because of what he's looking for. And it's been, you know, it's been really good for me and eye-opening for me, and I've enjoyed, you know, kind of every minute of that. But like I say, I want to get more results on the pitch because of how much work's actually going into it.
I'd appreciate your playing. You're doing your A license?
Yeah, you're doing obviously the coaching badges at the minute, and you know, it's hard. It's really hard, and it's, you know, I've got so much kind of respect for it now, because I've been that player in the past where, you know, you kind of whinge and, right, you know, kind of go, oh, that was rubbish, that was this and that was that, and now you think, wow, like, it's completely different, and I think it does make you a better player as well. You know, certainly for me, I want to try and play for many more years, but I think having that knowledge in the back of your mind and then to try and help, you know, kind of other lads and say, listen, there's a lot of, you know, it's not as easy as what you think, and certain aspects of picking teams, selections and training and each individual day and making sure it works towards that Saturday it's intense. And I think for me as a player that wants to try and transition into it, the more I can learn about it, hopefully the easier it then makes the transition later on in my career. And I've been very appreciative to the gaffer and his staff for kind of allowing a little bit of an insight into that. Which I think, you know, like I said, you know, Brendan did it a little bit when he was at Leicester as well, and it does give you a little bit more of a rounded circle in terms of your playing career and your kind of understanding of the game as well. It definitely helps you in that sense.
Was it September or October? The game, the first game.
Yeah.
So one thing, you didn't keep the ball well enough.
Yeah.
What stood out from their performance?
Their performance. I mean, how good they were at keeping the ball. They would lend the ball, you know, little kind of passes. You think you've got it, and all of a sudden they would break the next line, and then you're running back to your own goal. You know, the way that obviously they're attacking players. They've got, you know, kind of wingers that kind of come inside, go on the outside. You know, they've got players that rotate into midfield. You know, they've just got so many different aspects of the game that the keeper spends, you know, quite a lot of time on the ball at times. He kind of becomes another centre back, which, you know, you don't too often see in the Championship. So I think that for us, it's we showed a lot of respect that day, and we were still in the game, but kind of probably not to where we wanted it to be. When we did win the ball back, we were kind of probably a little bit tired from the defending that you've done. So hopefully, you know, kind of tomorrow with some of the stuff that we have worked on, obviously we try and hold a threat and you know, kind of give them a good game, best we can.
Thanks, Wayne.
No worries.
Hi, mate. Obviously, be kind of reunited with Jamie Vardy tomorrow.
Yeah.
You signed for Leicester at the same time.
Yeah.
What was your relationship like with him on and off the pitch there?
Yeah, no, I mean, Vardy's he's such a good lad. You know, he's a top man, and he's an unbelievable player in terms of where he's actually gone from the day that he signed, you know, at Leicester. And I think for us, it was just the kind of this non-league mentality, non-league player that kind of come in, and he just fitted in straight away the way he was as a person, the way he was obviously as a player. And I think he would, you know, he's such a kind of a giving guy, top guy, and he would do anything for anybody. So I think the relationship that a lot of the lads had with him, and you know, that's probably why he's still at the football club, because of the loyalty that he's shown. But in terms of his playing style, it's, you know, it was immense to kind of play with, and obviously then to carry on watching.
Yeah, and he's obviously 37 now.
Yeah.
You got a long, quite a way to go to
age.
But you mentioned you were keen to keep playing for as long as possible.
Yeah.
That must kind of give you some encouragement.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, as when you do get a little bit older, sometimes it kind of, you get kind of put into that box of the older, more senior, you know, experienced player. And I think for everybody to see what Vardy's doing, the way he's still playing, how sharp he actually is, and you know, kind of, he's still got the speed, and you know, at his age of 37, for me, it's kind of like, you know, it's great, because you know, hopefully there's still that little bit of room for the players that are entering, you know, the kind of the technically last few years of the career, but he's still given the opportunity, and teams still know your value and things like that. So I think it's great when, you know, for players, and obviously with Vard, knowing Vard, it's kind of, you know, I'm really pleased that he's still playing, and I'm sure he'll be playing for a little bit longer.
Yeah, and on Leicester, you mentioned how well they keep possession, keep the ball. How big a factor is concentration going to be, really? Because they can spin in behind. But
that's what I mean, yeah. I think with the way that they do play, they hold a threat, and in numerous different areas. So I think it's kind of like in making sure that when we have got, you know, kind of have to retreat and basically be that block to beat, that you're still not passive, you know, you still have to kind of make sure that you are up to the ball, and if there is a runner, who's tracking him, is it me, are you passing him on? So I think it's making sure that every single person's kind of concentrated, and I think communication is going to be one of the key things, so that you're able to, you know, hold as best the block as you possibly can without being pulled from pillar to post by their movement.
And Liam mentioned that Sam Bauer kind of did a little presentation on Leicester to try and identify some of their areas. How did you do?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, kind of with the way that obviously the gaffer kind of does it, he does get the players involved, and I think it is really good when players are involved, and it tests you as well, because it's something that you're not used to, and it takes you out of your comfort zone, and that's what I talked about the coaching there. It is very, very difficult, and I think to speak at the front rather than to be spoken to, they're two very, very different things. So I think when young lads are kind of doing that, it's only going to help them long term as well.
Yeah, and just finally, can we expect another walk-in celebration or any celebration at all?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd be happy to score, but I don't know if I would celebrate due to the fact of it being Leicester. But I'd definitely take a goal, 100%. But yeah, it'd just be kind of a walk-off, really. Slower walk than the Middlesbrough.
Could do the walk, well, as a celebration,
but just much slower. That's what it would be. I can do that, no problem.